Lisa Wong, Technical Evangelist at Microsoft Canada. Today, I'm going to show you how to get started with Azure Mobile Apps for Android. Azure Mobile Apps allows you to easily add a cloud backend to any mobile app. Let's get started.
First, log into Azure by going to azure.microsoft.com. When you get to the portal, click New. Web and Mobile, Mobile App. Let's give our app a name. I'm going to call mine Sample Android. For the rest of the information, you can leave it the same. Hit Create to create our app. If you click Pin to Dashboard, then you will see your mobile app in the dashboard. If not, you can still find it in App Services. For this button, you can check the updates. Right now it's deploying. Our app has finished deploying. Let's click on it. Hit Quick Start. Android. So the first step is to connect to database. We don't have one, so we'll need to create one. Add a data connection. SQL configure our database. Create a new one. I'm going to call mine ToDoDB. Okay. Whoops. Gotta configure our server. For this part, just fill out all the required information and hit OK. I filled out all the required information. I'll hit OK. OK. And click OK again. As you see, our data connection is being created right now. Now that we have a data connection, step two is to create a table API. There are two backend languages you can choose from, either Node.js or C#. I'm going to choose Node.js. Check this box to overwrite all site contents. We don't have any data right now, so that doesn't matter. Then hit Create To-Do Items table to create our table. Step three is to configure your client application. I'm going to select Create a New App and then hit Download. Download will download a zip file, and you will then have to extract the files to your desired location. I'll be using Android Studio today. To import the project, go to File, New, Import Project, then select the project you want to import. I'm actually going to skip the step because I've already loaded the project. Then hit Run to run our project. I'm going to choose Nexus 5 emulator because it is already running. Now that the app has been loaded on the emulator, let's add some items to our to-do list. First, finish CompSci assignment. And walk the dog. If we go back to the portal into our app settings and hit Easy Tables, select To-Do Item Table, you can see the two items that we've added, Finish CompSci Assignment and Walk the Dog. You can click the Maximize button so that we can see it more clearly. And you might want to test to see what happens if you delete Finish CompSci Assignment, delete row, okay. Now that it's deleted here, let's go back to our app, hit refresh. you can see that finished CompSci assignment doesn't exist anymore. And if we check off walk the dog, and click refresh on the table, we can see that it has been completed. Completed equals true.
That's all for today. Thank you for watching. I look forward to seeing the mobile apps you'll make. Stay tuned for more videos on the cloud.